This recording, Venezuela 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted city district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My favorite food is cachapas. It's like a corn pancake with melted cheese and butter, and oh, it's very delicious. You grind the corn, and then you flatten it into a pancake, and you put it over a griddle. Yes, it's breakfast food. Just cheese and butter. My favorite movie is Finding Nemo. In Spanish, it was called Buscando a Nemo. It's about a little fish who loses his way from his father, and his father searches the whole ocean to find him. I saw it when I was very little, and that is when I realized that is my favorite movie. Yes, there are sharks along the way, and he meets a fish who, what is the word? She has a memory loss. Her name is Dory. There are sea turtles, jellyfish, pelicans, seagulls. Yes, Nemo eventually finds his father. Yeah, yes, I am. I love Ellen DeGeneres. No, I don't think so. I think my favorite animals are dogs. I probably big dogs, like German Shepherds. Yes, I love Disneyland. That was one of the first things I did when I was here. I'd never been before, and now I kind of stopped going. My favorite ride is the Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know why. I think it's because it's so peaceful at times. And then there is that one drop. No, that is why I like the Pirates of the Caribbean. I think I like Disneyland more because it is more, it has more of that classic feeling.